Welcome to the State Insurance Cares Podcast with your host, Blake Chapman of State Insurance USA, located in Fort Myers and Estero, Florida.
Welcome to the State Insurance Cares Podcast. I'm Gail Langner, and I am the Agency Relations Director for State Insurance USA. We actually created State Insurance Cares a couple of years ago with the purpose of donating to a different local nonprofit every month. And we actually have a two-time recipient of one of those charities here with us today, and that's Janet Darnell. She's the Executive Director at Partners for Breast Cancer Care. And Janet, thank you so much for being a guest today. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I want our listeners to know what Partners for Breast Cancer Care is. Would you just explain it? Because it isn't even exactly when we first met the first time. It wasn't what I thought it was. And so I would love for our listeners to know what you do.
Sure. Partners for Breast Cancer Care is a one-of-a-kind grassroots organization that has been serving our community for 31 years. Our mission is to rule out or diagnose breast cancer for those who can't possibly afford it. So our what we do is we fund everything from mammogram to chemotherapy for uninsured, low-income residents of Southwest Florida. That means we're helping people who absolutely would not ever have the chance to find out whether they have an issue or not. We want to provide that screening that can result in further testing, and if that is required, we will carry that person all the way through to chemotherapy if needed. Mm-hmm. Our clients are seen at absolutely no cost to them.
So tell me, how do you get your referrals? Like, how do you know that somebody needs your service?
So we collaborate with other organizations in the community, such as the Salvation Army, the Family Health Center, the Health Department, Samaritan Health and Wellness, the Neighborhood Clinic. And as people who are considered low income and uninsured go through that process to have medical care at a lower cost, at that time, if they're told they need a mammogram or there's something going on with their breast that requires a diagnostic test, they're given our information. Mm-hmm. So our name is where it needs to be in the community with medical facilities and those who are helping other at-risk women and men. Mm-hmm.
I know I remember you said men, and I used to work for Wellcraft up in Sarasota, and we had one of the guys that worked in the engineering department, he had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so, right, it isn't just women, I know that. Didn't you tell me at one time that there were doctors that kind of help you?
Yes, so the way we're able to do what we do is we have negotiated fees with over 100 what we call our partners in health. Those are surgeons, anesthesiologists, radiologists, oncologists, pathologists, who have all agreed to accept our drastically reduced fee mm-hmm. for their services for our clients. And again, our clients don't pay a penny.
That's unbelievable.
How we're able to stretch every dollar we receive.
Yeah.
We thrive on grants, fundraising, community support. So imagine the $1,000 donation that State Insurance USA has given us, mm-hmm. that funded 16 mammograms.
Wow.
So
that makes me feel really good.
That's stretching. A mammogram can save a life. We couldn't do what we do in the community without people like you who donate
to
us.
We were happy to help. How did it get its start, Janet? How did it begin? I know you said 30-some years ago, but how did it get started?
So we actually started with a grant from the University of Vermont as a cancer research project in Lee County to see who was not receiving mammograms and why. The volunteers literally knocked on doors in the most at-risk neighborhoods in Lee County to ask that very question. So the grant funded the mammograms that were needed women were responding with, I can't possibly afford to even see a doctor, let alone get a mammogram. Right. I have children to feed. I don't have insurance, so there. How can I possibly do this? Mm-hmm. Women very often put themselves last. So that was a wonderful research project that resulted in these women now receiving the mammograms that they desperately needed. But as the reports were coming back, it was discovered that many of them needed to go on to diagnostic testing. Mm-hmm. And that's not what the grant was for. Right. So now these people knew they had a problem and there was no solution.
Yeah, now what do you do about it?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Imagine how that must feel. Mm-hmm. So that's when partners got together and said, we must do something about this. So they did fundraising to raise the money and at the same time created those negotiated fees with the Partners in Health mm-hmm. to fund the ultrasounds, the biopsies, the breast surgery, to carry the patient all the way through.
Just think of the lives you're saving. Oh my gracious.
Well, in the past 15 years, we've actually served almost 12,000 residents and at a cost of $2.3 million.
That's incredible.
Of those, we've diagnosed 199.
Wow.
It was 198 women and one man that were diagnosed. Wow. But so yes, we consider that lives saved.
Is it, do you just do Lee County? I can't remember, Janet. Isn't it more than Lee?
On the end of November in 2018, we expanded to 5 counties. So we're now serving Collier, Charlotte, Hendry, and Glades. The need for us is to gain partnerships in those other counties with the surgeons there, with the pathologists, oncologists there. So the clients that we're helping in those other counties don't have to travel to Lee for their services.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How are you going to go about that? Knock on doors, right?
Knock on doors. I do a lot of begging. We do have some partnerships growing in Collier County.
Okay.
The new Breast Center of Naples is now our collaborative partner. We have a breast surgeon in Naples. So it'll work.
Sure, it will.
Just have to get the word out that we do exist. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that happens is finding out too late that someone's had a problem for many months and they finally just find us and then we're able to provide the services that they need, but it's oftentimes too late and that leads to major surgery.
Sure.
And treatment.
Yeah. Janet, let me ask you one thing. What is it maybe that our listeners need to know that maybe they don't know?
I would like our listeners to know that there is help. Partners for Breast Cancer Care is here to help you. Please don't ignore your breast care. It's so important. Do your breast exam and please get in touch with us so we can see if you qualify and we will fund that mammogram you need along with any other breast care that you might possibly require.
Okay. How can they get in touch with you? What if they need you? What if they would like to donate to you? How would they get in touch with you, Janet?
You can call me anytime at 239-454-8540. Please visit our website, www.pfbcc.org.
Okay, PFBCC stands for Partners for Breast Cancer Care, right?
That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And our Facebook page, Partners for Breast Cancer Care. Mm-hmm. You can visit us there and see what we're doing in the community. We have several events going on, especially in October.
Tell them about the umbrellas.
The Human Pink Ribbon event. This will
That's right. It was a ribbon, not umbrella. It was with umbrellas, wasn't it? That's right. Yep.
Okay. The Human Pink Ribbon event is going to be at Coconut Point on October 16th from 9 to 11. Your $20 donation gets you our lovely pink umbrella, and we all make the form of our logo pink ribbon, open the umbrella in unison, and the drone goes over and takes our photo. We're trying to beat a record that we've set of 700 attendees.
Oh, that I've seen pictures of it, and I actually was going to attend last year or the year before, and I wasn't able to. So I'm hoping that I can do that again. I'd like to be able to give it a try this year. What was the date again, Janet?
October 16th at Coconut Point.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We're going to be in the parking lot in front of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I know right where it is.
Yeah.
Sounds okay. Good.
It's a fun event, and it is a fundraiser, and that's what we thrive on. So
sure,
please come on out and tell your friends to come. Come in pink.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks for all you do to make an impact on the lives of women and men who need your help in the surrounding five counties. So thank you so much. Thanks for listening today. Our next podcast, we are anxious to bring yet another insight story of another local nonprofit and what they're doing to help in our community. For a complete list of all the nonprofits that have been impacted so far by State Insurance Cares, go to our website at stateinsuranceusa.com. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for listening to the State Insurance Cares podcast. To learn more about State Insurance USA, go to www.stateinsuranceusa.com or call 239-567-9992.